Welcome to the In the Limelight podcast. I'm your host, Clarissa Burt, and every week I bring you great information from fabulous people that I get to meet all over the world. I interview public figures, influencers, entrepreneurs, thought leaders, millionaires, and moguls that share their know-how, tipping points, pivotal moments, and life lessons. I promise you educative, empowering, and entertaining conversations with entrepreneurs that have a social conscience. Don't forget to find me on social. You can find me pretty much everywhere. Facebook, it's Clarissa Burt Official. Also, sign up for my newsletter at clarissaburt.com. That way you can keep abreast of the In the Limelight media as it's coming out. And you'll be getting my weekly newsletter along with the In the Limelight magazine every quarter. Check out inthelimelightmedia.com. Do that again. Hey, everybody, it's Clarissa. We are back in the limelight with yet another extraordinary entrepreneur this week. Before we bring her on, yes, it's a she, I'm going to remind you that you can listen to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Stitcher, Spotify, Pandora, and Podbean. We also have RTV. So exciting that we're on Roku now and Chromecast, Apple TV, Android TV, Pluto, Zumo, Sony's Dailymotion, and many more. I am going to also remind you about this really new tool that I'm using called My News Desk. And what My News Desk is and does is it gets out your press releases, your news releases, it gets your stories covered, gets it out to journalists all over the world, and you can monitor billions of sources, which is really kind of nice. Billions? Billions with a B. So I did verify that, and it gets, you know, you can monitor any subject matter, you can monitor your competitors, for example, but it's a really great way of getting, again, your news releases out, your press releases out at a fraction of the cost. So we're really excited that they're on board with us as well. Don't forget, please, about the In the Limelight with Clarissa magazine. It is intelligent media for the savvy entrepreneur. Mr. Orazio Pagani is on the cover. He is a supercar maker, friend of mine from Italy, and he makes about 20 maybe cars a year. They start at about $2 to $3 million a car. I said million with an M. But the magazine is full of phenomenal articles. Again, get over there to clearsubvert.com where you can read the publication with the, by the way, the QR code. That's a digital QR code. You're going to learn a lot more about that. And you can buy things right from the magazine. Very cool stuff. Let's bring her on. And right after this new year, I have to say, who isn't up for shedding some of those holiday pounds or even some of those pounds that were there before? I myself know that I gained the COVID-19 I really need to be doing some more workouts. So I'm going to bring on Lindsay, say your last name for me.
It's Halsey.
It's Halsey. Of course it is. I knew that. Lindsay, welcome to the show. So excited to talk to you because as I was doing my research, I said, this is a gal I need to talk to because if anybody's going to get the weight off, it's going to be you. And your website is amazing. Let me get that ticker up and running so everybody can follow along with you. It's lindsayreneefitness.com. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes.
And you came up with the fit cycle, F-I-T-T, by the way. And I want to take a deeper dive with you into how it is that you help women of all kinds. I watched your video and it says, you know, we're helping a lot of people. And it's women from, you know, all kinds of women with all kinds of stories lose weight. Walk me through it because I am going to be doing Fit Cycle. That's my New Year's resolution.
Yay. I love that. Yeah, so the Fit Cycle method, it combines carb cycling and intermittent fasting and the science of the two and matches it with your workouts. And so there really is a science of how your body metabolizes certain nutrients. So a lot of us are just going about our days, maybe, you know, doing tons of cardio, hours and hours of cardio on the treadmill, or you know, not really sure how to start doing resistance training. But there's really a science of how your body metabolizes nutrients when you do strength training or when you do cardio. So with the Fit Cycle method, we just make sure that women are fueling your bodies optimally for the type of workout that you're doing that day.
Right. Okay. So let's go through the process a minute. Then I want to talk about the app and how they can work with you and all that sort of thing. But walk me through, we've heard an awful lot, especially as of late, about fasting intervals or interval fasting. Tell me more about that so that, you know, we can get some clarity around it.
Yes. Intermittent fasting is, I think a lot of people get nervous by the F word, the fasting word, because they're scared that they're going to have to go through a long period of eating or a long period of time.
Not eating, right.
Yeah. And so when it comes to intermittent fasting and doing the 16-8 protocol, you're really fasting for 16 hours of the day and you're eating all of your nutrients, all the calories that your body needs to thrive within that 8-hour window. And most of the 16 hours is done while you're sleeping. And I think that's what a lot of people don't realize.
Right.
And so I typically recommend my clients close their kitchen around 8 p.m. at night mm-hmm. and then open their kitchen again around noon. And the window of eating is very flexible. And that's one thing that's so great about it. It doesn't have to be so rigid of, you know, right. opening your kitchen at noon. If yeah. you wake up at 5 a.m. and you need to eat something that morning, you can absolutely open your kitchen at
just count your 16, right? Yeah. You'll close up the kitchen a little bit earlier that day, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Targeted training. Help us out with that one.
Yeah. So like I was mentioning how your body really, you know, there's a science of how it metabolizes your nutrients based on what you're working out that day. So with targeted training, we do high carb days with strength training and low carb days with cardio. And this really has to do with how your body utilizes those carbohydrates to build lean calorie burning muscle on strength days. Mm-hmm. And then you deplete your carbohydrates on those low carb days where you're able to tap into your body's own fat stores. Because a lot of us are constantly replenishing our carbohydrates and we're never able to tap into our body's own fat stores. So if you're, you know, if you can do cardio, you know, 2 days a week and on those cardio days you do low carb day, mm-hmm. you're going to be tapping into your body's own fat stores rather than using the food that you're eating for energy.
And how long are we talking about? Half hour, an hour?
No, I recommend, you know, high intensity interval training. So just short bursts. So like 20 minutes of high intensity interval training, and then maybe a 30 minute walk afterwards to truly make sure that you deplete all of that glycogen in those carbohydrates.
Right. Okay. Cause yeah, I usually do when I do, you know, I usually am an hour, you know, yeah. it'll be an hour power walk. I love to power walk with also with weights. So yeah. I'm the one out there in the middle of the, I think my neighbors think I'm nuts, but I'm the one out there with the weights, you know, doing the thing while I'm power walking. And usually I'll do, you know, I don't know, a 12 minute mile or something, which yeah. is a pretty sustained space, you know, pace. It's not that horrible, but I need to do it more. Let's put it that way. Tell me what carb cycling is. Cause this is kind of the first time I've ever heard about that. And so I'm really interested. So high carb days, low carb days, and what kind of carbs are we talking about?
Right. So carb cycling is pretty much what it sounds like. So you're just alternating between high carb days and low carb days throughout your week. So for me and my clients, it's typically, you know, 2 days of high carb followed by 2 days of low carb, 2 days of high carb, and then Sundays are always a low carb reset day. And so typically on a higher carb day, that's when you're going to be, like I said, doing your strength training, but you can add in brown rice, starchy vegetables like your squashes, you know, sweet potatoes, things like that. Quinoa is a really great option because it's got the protein and the fiber.
Protein, right. Right.
Just consciously thinking, okay, I did a strength training workout today. I need to fuel my muscles because that's what us women want. We want to sculpt out our muscles and we've all been trying our whole lives and it just hasn't been possible. And it's because we're not eating carbohydrates and we're not eating enough.
Right.
So you can just consciously think of, okay, I'm just going to add in an extra serving of brown rice today or an extra serving of banana, apples, grapes, anything that has a little bit higher of a carbohydrate content in, you're going to be on the right track.
Yeah. And if you know, your body is pretty smoking hot. I have to say that for sure. And you've had some children.
No children just yet.
Haven't had children. I thought that you had. Okay. I don't know where I picked that up from, but you know, to have a body that looks like yours, it means being pretty on it all the time. You're locked and loaded. You're really not, you know, moving too far away. I mean, can you have cheat days or cheat meals?
Oh yeah. I mean, I like to call them treat meals just because, you know, cheating sounds like you're doing something wrong, but you want to treat yourself. You want your body to be able to do what it's been doing for you throughout the week. But that's what's so great about our high carb days is we put them on Fridays and Saturdays because those are the days that we tend to cheat or want to treat ourselves. We're going to events. We have, you know, kiddos' birthday parties and things like that. And so, you know, if you can consciously say, okay, on Fridays and Saturdays, I'm going to do my strength training. I know I'm going out and having drinks with the girls. You're going to be utilizing those nutrients a lot more effectively.
Right. So let's talk about the Fit Cycle. It's an app. Mm-hmm. And walk us through what exactly it is. And, you know, what do we get when we come over to the app? What is the, I'm going to call it a course. I don't know if it's a course or a class or an ongoing. I know it goes, it's ongoing. And what's really cool is that you can come in monthly and cancel with no problem if it just doesn't, for some reason, doesn't, you know, it's not your thing. Or you can also buy in annually, which is a really great investment, I think. And you get 2 months free with that too. So tell us what, you know, we're coming over. We want to work with you. What can we expect?
Yeah. So my background is in nursing. So I have a huge heart for education and I take it upon myself to make sure that anybody that comes into the Fit Cycle app is successful. It's not one of those apps where you just download it and you're kind of set on your own to figure it out. Right. I'm invested in everybody that comes in and I'm very involved, whether it's in our Facebook group. I do monthly trainings to make sure that everybody's getting a grasp on the carb cycling and the intermittent fasting. And those are just bonuses of the membership. But when you come into the Fit Cycle app, it's going to do everything for you on automation. It's going to have your fasting timer. So you get to set, okay, I want to start eating at this time. It's going to let you know when it's time to start eating or start fasting. Mm-hmm. You're going to be able to track your food within the app. So it's also going to tell you, okay, today is Monday. It's a high carb day, or it's actually Wednesday today. It's a low carb day. And so you just wake up and it's thoughtless. It's a thoughtless process. And it also has the workouts with video demonstrations for, you know, 6 workouts a week. And those are always optional. You know, you can always just meet yourself where you're at in your journey and start to add on these different tools that come with the app. But tons of resources and education, meal plans, recipes. I mean, I really wanted to build something where you didn't have to have 5 different apps. Yeah.
I know. And then you give the list of like, go to the store and buy this. Yeah, here's your list. Go buy it. Yeah, which is really great. Here's the other thing, though. I don't have to have a gym membership, right? In other words, I can do this from home.
Oh yeah, absolutely. We do have, you know, home and gym options, and they're super easy to just toggle back and forth between. And so yeah, we definitely have the home option in there too.
Right. And if a gal is breastfeeding, how does that work for her?
Yeah. So, you can absolutely carb cycle and do intermittent fasting when you're breastfeeding. A lot of my clients actually tend to notice an increase in production because they're actually fueling their bodies and it's getting the nutrients that it needs. One thing on a low carb day is we will adjust the amount of carbohydrates that the mom needs to make sure that she's not dropping below 100 grams of carbohydrates that day. Yeah.
Right. Also, by the way, we didn't mention this really helps with really better your sleep.
Oh yeah.
Why is that? Is it just the, you know, the exertion of the exercise and the, you know, really proper eating? Where do you attribute it to?
Yeah, it's kind of a combination of everything, but I like to start it with intermittent fasting because intermittent fasting affects you on a cellular level and it allows for regeneration of your cells. And, you know, it really helps with your sleep quality. And then when you're working out and you're fueling your body, your hormones are going to be more in line, which means your cortisol level is going to decrease. Because a lot of times an increase in cortisol is what's, you know, when you're so tired and you're sleepy or you're laying in bed, but you just can't fall asleep. It seems like your mind's racing. Right. That's your cortisol that's increased. And so a lot of times combining intermittent fasting with carb cycling will help with that hormone regulation and just really help you have that peaceful sleep. And the workouts, you know, they're good workouts. You're going to feel it.
But you gotta do them. You have to do them. You also say, you know, scale is such a detrimental thing. Kind of don't go near it. Is that your philosophy?
Oh, yeah. The scale, it's just data. It's just a number. And as women, and really men, this happens too, but our weight fluctuates so much on a daily basis. And when we are eating more carbohydrates, carbohydrates absorb 2 to 3 grams of water per gram of carbohydrate that you eat. So it could be water weight. It could be your time of the month. You could be ovulating. It could be you had Chinese last night and it's a, you know, sodium overload. And so there's so many different things that women just aren't aware that can affect your weight. If you don't sleep, if you're inflamed, if you had a hard workout, you know, all of those things can cause a weight gain, but it's not true fat gain, it's not true weight gain, if that makes sense.
Do you suggest also vitamins and supplements, or is that something you don't go near?
I'll suggest some here and there, but I truly think that it's important for women to get a blood panel done and hear from their doctor. Like, you don't want to supplement magnesium if your magnesium's in a good place. So I always recommend, you know, starting, just get a baseline, see where you're at. I do know the vitamins that typically as a you know, society, what we're low on, like vitamin D and magnesium. But I always recommend, you know, making sure that you get a blood panel before you like start, you know, supplementing things that you don't need.
Yeah, absolutely. The other thing that I heard that you said, on one of the videos that I watched, said you were working, you know, you had some body image stuff going on in your younger years, you know, you just didn't like what you saw. I don't know what the deal was, but whatever, you know what it is, but that you would go to the gym and you would work your, you know, yourself to the bones. You'd work out, work out, work out, work cardio, 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 cardio. And then that was affecting your hormones in some way. And I didn't understand what the connection was there. Can you explain that?
Yeah. So I think, you know, at that time in my life, and I know a lot of women can relate, my clients can relate, I was overworking out and under eating, which was causing extra stress on my body. And so because I was over or under eating, my body was basically holding on to everything that I would give it, saying, I'm not sure when the next time I'm going to get, you know, a good source of fat. So I'm going to hold on to it and I'm not going to use it for energy. So I was always tired. And then that, like I was talking about, that cortisol level, because I was stressing my body out so much with overworking out and under eating, you know, my hormones were crazy. I was having mood swings. I was irritable. I couldn't sleep well. And I just could not lose weight. I couldn't tone up despite what I did. And it was frustrating. And I'm sure so many people can relate, like, gosh, I'm spending hours at the gym. I'm eating like a bird and I'm gaining. Right. What is going on?
Right. So let me ask you this about your program. I too am a really difficult eater, like no meat, no this, no that, can't have that, allergic to that and the other thing. So does the program work for people that could be pickier eaters?
Yeah, the program absolutely can. And that's one of the things that's so great about what we do is we count our macros. So we make sure that we're just getting enough protein, carbohydrates, and fats. So no matter what your preference of foods are, if you can get the right amount of those three nutrients for your body, you're going to be in a good place. So it doesn't matter how picky you are, what you can and cannot eat, because you will be able to find things to fit those nutrients.
Right. And what do you say to those that have low blood sugar? Can they do the program?
Yeah. So I definitely recommend when you have low blood sugar, if you are being seen by a physician for that, you know, definitely take your physician's consideration into consideration. But I do have clients who have had historic hypoglycemia and they come out and they feel so amazing because, again, it just goes back into you're actually fueling your body with what it needs. So, you know, if you're under eating, you're going to have low blood sugar and you're going to have, you know, orthostatic hypotension and all of these things, low blood pressure. Right. So it all comes back to fueling your body. When you start to fuel your body, you're going to start to notice that you're going to create this homeostasis within your body that it truly loves to be functioning at.
That sounds so good. Okay. So if I'm doing the workouts from home, what kind of equipment do I need? Cause I've got a lot of stuff actually. I really do. But what is it that you suggest that we have at the ready?
Yeah, usually it's just going to be a set of dumbbells in different weight classes. So, you know, for your leg days, you're going to want probably a little bit heavier weights. My weights go up to 20 pounds. And then for your arm days, it might be 5, 8, or 12 pound weights. Sometimes we'll do resistance bands, and which those are so great to supplement, even if you don't have dumbbells. And then usually just a bench. We'll kind of do some step ups or some push ups on the bench to modify. So a bench and some dumbbells, and you'll be good to go.
That's easy. That's really easy. And the other really cool thing that I love about your program is that they have a monthly live Q&A with you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So you, like you said in the beginning, I never leave them. I'm kind of like, you know, I'm there.
Yeah.
It's not just go over to my app and bye-bye, right? So yeah. So what can they expect on the calls? Just questions and, you know, maybe success stories. That must be really great.
Yeah.
When you get on with them and you're getting these really great, you know, the women come and go on, yes, I lost, you know, or it's just really feeling great for them.
It is super empowering when the women come on and share their success stories. But in that video conference that I have with them or that online training, the day before, I will have a little forum that asks them, you know, what questions do you want me to hit on specifically? But every single month for the new members, I will go through the program. I will go through the ins and outs of intermittent fasting, the ins and outs of carb cycling, how to match up your workouts. What if you can't work out that day? And then at the end, I'll answer, you know, all of the questions that they have. And so again, it's the new member Q&A. I really want them to come in and just feel super supported and not feel overwhelmed because it's a new concept. We've got a lot of tools in one app and I'm aware, and I want to make sure that, you know, you have the education that you need to succeed and create this lifestyle.
Now, here's another really great thing about your program is that there's a 7-day free trial. So no excuses, right? You jump in, try it for 7 days, love it because you're going to love it. And you know, that way it doesn't cost you anything to try it out. Right.
Right. Exactly. And you get access to everything for the free trial. It's not one of those free trials where we you get the cream of the crop when you sign in there.
That's awesome. Tell us where we can find you on social. We got the ticker under there. You can go to lindsayreneefitness.com, get some information there. You can sign up for the app there as well. Get your 7-day trial first. Please get your 7-day trial because that's always a great thing, I think, to do. With lots of thanks to Lindsay for that. Where can we find you on social?
Yeah, so I'm on my social on Instagram at Lindsay Holsey, but it might be easier to find me at The Fit Cycle on Instagram with 2 T's.
Yeah, with 2 T's. Okay, Lindsay, I can't thank you enough for being with us this week. An extraordinary entrepreneur that's going to whip your patootie back into shape. How's that, everybody? I know mine needs some shaping up, that's for sure. I'm going to ask you to stay right there, Lindsay, while I say goodbye to everybody and give them appointment next week for yet another extraordinary entrepreneur. Bye for now, everybody. Be well. Thanks for listening to this episode of the In the Limelight podcast, intelligent media for the savvy entrepreneur. You can listen to this and all of my podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, Pandora, and Inspired News Radio. You'll find all of my videos and the In the Limelight digital magazine on clarissabert.com. And don't forget to connect with me on social pretty much anywhere. Stay well until we meet again in the limelight.